Well, you see, at the time Freak Out came out, there was no such thing as psychedelic music. And there was no such thing as Susie Cream Cheese or Freak Out, or that wasn't the happening thing. And the use of the word Freak Out in Los Angeles as a colloquial localism referred to, and there's an explanation in the album, had this whole thing about people getting together and dancing and doing this big thing, and that's what the scene was in LA, and that's what the intent of the title was to convey, not a bad LSD trip or weirdness. It's just people, for instance, in Pachuco slang, do you know anything about Pachucos? Pachucos during the season when they were really happening, they're Mexican youths who wore a certain type of clothing. That's where peggers came from, real tight at the ankles and then gradually getting bigger here, pleated fronts on the pants, one button roll, pink flannel coats, keychains. Now, zoot suit guys, all right, they have a peculiar sort of slang which is based on Spanish. But words change in pronunciation from area to area. A Spanish ghetto in one city will say a word one way, and in another state, the same ghetto is going to say it a different way. The word means basically the same thing, but the context in which it is used may change. Like, there's an expression that means gee whiz. In one place it may be ijola, in another place it may be ijuela. And language is not really adequate for communicating ideas. You know, when you have to, the only way you're really going to be able to get ideas across is when people can think them to each other. Words really get in the way. So you get hung up in the packaging expressions. I was offended when Capitol put out an album that had a glossary of terms in there that describe Freak Out as a bad LSD trip, because I thought people would start associating our album with that, and they did. What can you do?